The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Thank you.
Hey, we're back again, everybody. This is Alan Ellis with the Outdoors and Radio Show, and by my side is my beautiful and gracious wife. Her name is Robin. I call her Sparky sometimes. She likes bling. That's why she got that nickname a while back. So let's get right to it. Let's talk to Bill in Owings Mills. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well.
Good morning.
Good morning. I want to say, first of all, it warms my heart when you talk about your dog. I'm a dog lover, and there's just nothing that you can't compare owning a cat to a dog, because that's like comparing apples and oranges.
Well, it's so funny because this is the first dog that we've ever had and picked out and gotten together as a husband. It's a Bernedoodle.
Wonderful. Oh, good.
Oh, she's so cute. But it's the first time we've ever done that. He came with dogs and a cat, and I came with dogs, and we had some of them have passed now and stuff. But we'd never had one together. And when you bring your own from other families, it's just a little different. Well, when we went away Thursday night, Helen woke up yesterday morning and says, "I miss the puppy."
We both said that.
I was like, "Me too. I'm ready to go home and see the puppy."
I love all animals, but there's just something about a dog and I've owned two of them, and on my own, besides growing up with them, they're just so, and I love cats too, but their personalities are different and they demand different things, but a cat is much more independent. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but they put me in respiratory arrest, so I can't be around a cat.
Understood. Here's why I called. I'll get to it, and then I have a joke for you. It's a cute little joke. It's not surprising that I follow in the news that not too long ago, it's been the last month, that it's a disgusting subject, but we have to talk about it because it's part of the problem with the Bay. And you had a previous caller that kind of stole my thunder about, pollution in the water. I mean, all you have to do is look at the Susquehanna, and that's disgusting in and of itself. It's just the nature of the water, I think. The problem you have, let's just talk about here in Maryland. You've got the Back River Sewage Treatment Plant and probably not to mention several others.
Oh, yeah, there are plenty of them.
Including the Washington area. They're dumping raw sewage into the water. And I'll speak specifically for Baltimore. Maryland State had to take it over, and I think if that's what it takes, fine. You need to do it, because in my little mind, it's hard to fathom how much of that stuff gets into the water, and I'm sure it has an adverse effect on the quality of the seafood and so forth.
It does, no question. If you go online, that's part of the problem. It's a big part of the problem.
But it's not surprising that it's because it's going on for years, but I think people tend to forget that.
It's not the only problem.
Oh, of course not. There's several others, but it's too long to get into. But before I leave, I have a cute joke for you. Now, this is a visual joke, but I'll just explain it to you. If you already know this, I'll let it go. Have you ever heard of the one-armed fisherman?
Yes.
I love that one. Caught a fish this big.
This big, yeah, exactly. All right.
Have a great weekend, and hopefully, I think the Bay takes, cycles. I think it can really what do you call it, heal itself, but we have to help it along, because I think a lot of things just aren't, especially in this time where everybody's spending money on gas and other things, I think the bid gets overlooked.
Yep. You're sure. Have a great day. Surely right about that, Bill. Thank you.
Thanks,
Bill, you have a super day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We have an organization here in Maryland that, you know, wants you to help save the bay. And they celebrate the spending of federal dollars on cleaning up the bay. And the bay is in not that great of a shape now, despite the millions and millions and even billions of dollars that have been spent to clean up the bay. Okay. So now we have the previously mentioned Virginia Institute of Marine Science, who's come up with this system, and it's called the Schism. It is a system to help map the bay, and it is so precise and so intense that it has been accepted by the Environmental Protection Agency as the official bay mapping facility. And there's an article about it. It's in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, mdlovescrabs.com, or pick up a hard copy at your favorite crab shop. You can read all about it. It can show sources of pollution. And then we've got so many scientific, among other things, we've got so many scientific monitors on the Chesapeake Bay that can tell you depth, water temperature, detect low oxygen levels and things like that. A lot of these things are naturally occurring. Photosynthesis of plants is one thing. So there's two things that can help heal the bay. The recovery of the oyster population as the water filter, number one, and the more abundance of seagrasses or submerged aquatic vegetation. Okay, as we see those two things become more abundant, we're going to see a better bay. The problem is the diseases that are facing our oyster population, MSX and Dermo, are endemic. They're not going to go away. And every year it kills about 90% of our naturally growing oysters in the Chesapeake Bay. It may be a little less from some years, and I think last year was a pretty good oyster year, but it may be a little bit more. A lot of this is due to the changing weather. Just like today, we've got a lot of heat. The influx of nitrogen and phosphorus into the bay, you know, the farm runoff. They've been trying to address this for the last 20 years, 30 years maybe. It still continues. You've got that great big toilet up there at Conowingo Dam where all that stuff builds, all that sediment builds up behind the dam. They don't flush it quite often enough. You know, they only let the flows come so many times a day, but then when there's a major thunderstorm, major rain event, major storms like we've had in the past, or a hurricane in the past, recent past, they open all the gates, all the silt comes down through, covers all the plant life, covers all the submerged aquatic vegetation, photosynthesis can occur, oxygen levels deplete, and hence then you have, you know, dead zones in the bay. So there's a lot of factors that go in the bay other than just the sewage plants. Sewage plants are a big part. You know, Baltimore City is responsible for dumping millions of gallons of raw pollution into the bay every year. Every time there's a rainstorm in Baltimore, the sewage plant overflows and that goes directly into the bay. So, you know, we are blessed with having the abundance of fish and crab populations in our bay. We are blessed with that despite our own best efforts
to kill it.
To kill it and destroy it. Exactly. So, but the crab survey that we brought up, the crab survey we brought up at the beginning, you know. Anyway, yep. Is Blazing Bear still on the air? Let me talk to Blazing Bear.
Good morning, Blazing Bear. How are you?
You're the Blazing Bear.
Yes. Hey, when did you put Robin on the radio?
Oh, about 3 or 4 years ago. How long have you been listening?
Been long. Well, I only listen to you once a year, and that's when I'm going to my golf tournament.
Well, we appreciate the support.
Once a year,
normally
we'll take it.
I don't get up that early. Normally, I don't get up that early, but happy birthday.
Well, thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. Birthday for
birthday,
me.
Birthday, right?
Yep, birthday
How
for me.
How come you didn't talk to me? How come you didn't talk to me live on your birthday?
Well, we were... We were, number one, we were traveling. I didn't catch your phone call because it was so early. I saw the voicemail, and then I saw the text. So, but yeah. I'm talking to you live now.
I thought of you, though, didn't I?
Yes, you did. You're very, very good at remembering people's birthdays.
I know how old you are, and I know when your birthday is.
That's exactly right. Exactly
hey,
right,
hey,
buddy.
Mr. Ellis, the only time I see a turkey is when I'm on the golf course.
Yeah, and you're usually playing with a couple of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Tracy got a real nice one here lately. Did you see that?
I have not. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah, well, so, I'll have to have him give you a call.
That'd be great.
I knew that's who this was.
I'm sorry?
I knew who you were, but I was trying to get it in my head. You just got me. I got it.
Yeah. Well, other people call me Mr. Groves.
Yeah,
I know.
I call you Blazing Bear.
Alan Ellis's wife can call me whatever she wants to.
There you go. Well, I'll call you Blazing Bear because I know how you got the name.
Okay.
And we won't share that.
How's everything on the Eastern Shore?
Hot.
Hot. Yep.
Hot.
Hot.
Well, it's hot in Ellersburg, too.
You got it, buddy.
So, all right. You have a wonderful day, and... Hey,
enjoy,
God bless you.
Enjoy your golf tournament.
Yes, have a wonderful game.
We have 88 people playing golf in the Royal Ranger Golf Tournament.
Oh, that's great.
That's super.
That's great.
88 people, and last year we raised $11,000 for the Royal Rangers.
That's great. You know it was Emmett's birthday the same day as mine, right?
Who?
Emmett Lohman.
Oh, you know him?
Yeah, I know Emmett.
How do you know Emmett Lohman?
From the church.
Oh, okay. Well, he's going to be serving hot dogs up here today.
Well, tell him I said happy birthday.
I will do that.
Same day as mine. Same day as mine. So you better tell him happy birthday, too.
Well, you know, he was 70 years old. I already called him and talked to him.
All right.
He was 70 years old Thursday.
Yep. Well, I didn't quite meet that... I didn't quite meet that threshold, so.
He's not far off.
Well,
he's easy,
he
Robin. Everybody thinks I'm a young man.
All right. Well, you married up. I know that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Don't let that go to her head. So.
Never.
All right. I'm sorry I can't talk hunting or all that stuff, but I just want to call and say hi.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
It's always good to hear your voice.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love that whole family.
Let's talk to Richard in Kingsville. Morning, Richard.
Hey. Good morning, Robin. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Yeah, remember, we share the same birth date, May 19th.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
I called you a couple years ago and told you that.
Yep. No question.
So I'm heading for work right now. I just want to call and answer the tackle box.
Okay, cool. That sounds good.
So. Anything, that's about it.
Well, happy birthday. Else. Happy birthday.
Thank you. And you told me that day Malcolm X's birthday is also today.
Malcolm X also we share a birthday with Malcolm X and Emmett and Mason Newton up there in Cecil County.
And one of my best friend's mothers.
There you go.
And I sent you that picture from Clyde's. I got that shotgun, and I had a big old prime rib in my hand.
Yeah, I remember that.
Did you see that one? That was
I saw that.
Shot.
Yep, I love it.
With the Winchester jacket on.
Yep.
Okay, you guys.
Well, you won the muzzleloader, right?
Yes, I did. I met you at the crab.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, the crab.
Yep. Yes, cool, buddy. Sir. Well, have a good day today.
You do the same, sir.
Enjoy.
Right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Hey, it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Anything and everything you need for crabbing if you're headed out. If you're headed out for crabs, Clyde Sports Shop has those Pasadena crab traps, the low profile and the topless. They have trot lines and supplies, the raw line, even have tarred line. People don't use a lot of T-A-R-R-E-D line anymore, but they also have the number 5 Loctite, 1,000 feet of that. They have a pre-rigged trot line with the snoods already attached. They carry the snoods, the bait bags, the floats, new baskets and lids, accessories, measures, tongs, gloves, and crab mallets, crab bait like salted eel and chicken necks. They've got the aluminum steamers from 20 to 50 quart and Clyde's custom crab seasoning. Cloth and wire crab nets, cloth and wire crab rings, crab hotels, and commercial crab pots, all at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Crabs fear Clyde Sports Shop, that's for sure. Why not stop by today? Phone number 410-242-6108. The new website is Clyde'sFishingGear.com. Clyde Sports Shop, longtime sponsor of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we like Clyde's Sports Shop a lot. So, here's a question. In your house somewhere, upstairs, downstairs, back room, do you have a beautiful, quote-unquote, fireplace that you never use? Well, guess what? We had one, too. It was kind of like a hole in the wall that sucked heat out of the room. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected a brand called Enviro. The model number is EX35 gas fireplace insert, and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty of the fire and the fireplace look itself, the fire inside the box, and the room-filling heat, with that blower from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and you can act now while supplies last. You can select the new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon, and you'll be ready when the cold weather comes back here in a few months. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back after these messages.
Busting through records today and 96 degrees this afternoon in Baltimore. There are widespread heat alerts up for the Mid-Atlantic. It's like the mid part of summer here instead of May. Thankfully, our heat wave short-lived just today and tomorrow, and then we're back into the 70s for Monday and Tuesday. 96 degrees this afternoon and daily records falling. 76 our low tonight. 92 tomorrow with afternoon thunderstorms likely, and then mostly cloudy and cooler Monday, Tuesday. Highs in the 70s, lows in the 50s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8. Keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change.
How prophetic is Hank Jr. on that one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Robin's barely awake, but let's talk
to I'm here.
Ken in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing fine. How are you, too?
Doing well. What's up?
Let's see. I'm going to enter into the tackle contest.
All right.
And I got a couple questions for you about, mainly about crabs, all about crabs with me.
Okay.
One thing I never really understood is the female sponge crabs. Does that only happen once in their life, or is that ever once a year kind of thing?
You must have just tuned in. A female crab will breed with a male crab, mate with a male crab once in her life. She may have as many as 5 sponges a year and drop 5 egg masses a year.
Up to
18 over the 2.5 years of her life cycle. But she only breeds once. When you take a female crab, when you remove that female crab from the landscape, you have removed potential for millions of babies.
Okay.
Like I said, she breeds once, but can drop her eggs up to 18 times over 2.5 years. The average is about five times a year.
So even if you take like a large female, a 6-inch or 6.5-inch, you can't tell how many more cycles that she may have.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Which is why there's restrictions on female crabs in Maryland. Recreational crabbers cannot take a female crab.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Recreational crabbers. No problem. Commercial crabbers can, however, in certain times of the year, the females are more abundant than the males, and they harvest the hell out of them. But there is a limit. There is a restriction, and Virginia, unfortunately, does not have such restrictions.
Yeah. The next question is kind of a joke. What does crabs and car inner tubes have in common?
Don't know.
I thought maybe you've been around a long time. Do you remember walking the bottom with a bushel basket?
Oh yeah.
And it, well, here you go.
Oh, okay. Crabs and inner tubes. I got it.
I got it.
I got you. Very interesting. All right. Okay. Well, cool, Ken. Thanks for the call.
I listen to your show all the time.
Yep.
Great show.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Fran.
Good morning, Fran. How are you, girl?
Good morning. Good morning, Alan, and good morning, Robin. Alan, happy birthday.
Thank you, dear. Appreciate that.
Last week, you mentioned that you often tell the audience how you spent your time the week before you come on that week.
Exactly.
And I wanted to give you a birthday present by saying thank you very much. My gratitude for you teaching me and bringing it to my attention to pay more attention to my time. It could be too short. I can feel it's too short, not enough time, too much time, right on time. And even when we sleep or take a nap, it's not until you wake up you realize that time carries you on and you didn't run out of time. So time is extremely important.
Right.
And you brought it to our attention, and I'm much more aware over the years now of how I spend my time, and I owe that to you.
Wow.
Very cool.
Wow, thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And have many more years.
Oh, I plan on that.
On the radio, so yep. that we can listen how well you did managing your time, and help us to remember to manage ours.
Well, he would love you to teach me how to manage my being on time.
Oh, well, I heard an expression the other day, time rules us all. So we can manage or plan to manage all we want, but you know there's times when it gets totally out of hand.
Let me tell you.
We lose control, yes.
Let me tell you how much Robin is not on time.
Uh-oh.
The clock in our car, on our car radio, is typically set 20 minutes fast.
Uh-huh.
He won't let me do it now, but it made my life a lot easier.
Because she knew in her mind that the clock was 20 minutes fast, okay, then she always had time to make it to the next place.
Right.
But getting her to a restaurant or an appointment or anything on time, forget early. I mean, if she's not walking in the door 10 seconds to deadline, well, then that's a miracle.
I can't.
Well, I used to play a game when they changed the time and go 1 hour forward.
Yeah.
I would leave my clocks the same, and that way I would always have an extra hour to play with.
Smart lady. You and Robin get along just fine. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you, dear. Have a good one.
You too. Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We go from Fran to Frank. Good morning, Frank.
Hello, Frank.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hanging in there day by day.
That's it.
I want to ask you something. I worked out on the waterfront, and last week there we had a boat up there, and I got down the galley, and they had Australian reef shrimp. Have you ever had them, Alan?
No.
No.
Good.
They're like eating an ice cream cone between like 12 and 18 inches long, peel them back and dip them in butter. And I'm telling you, you eat about three of them and that's it, man. You can feel it hit the bottom. They're really good.
Australian reef crab. That's Australian reef shrimp is what you said, right?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I mean, they were large.
Sounds like it.
Alan, where can I get that J.O. seasoning over on each side near White Marsh area there? Because I'm down to my last two bottles. One time I managed to get a case of it off a truck driver, but are they still in business anymore?
J.O. Spice, oh yeah, they're 76 years in business. Yeah, they have a retail facility on the west side. You know, their factory has a walk-in place where you can get all kinds of stuff. In your area, let me think here a minute. Let me think. Man, you caught me off guard there. Just about, you're in White Marsh.
Kaler's used to have it on Philadelphia Road out there in Rosedale.
Yeah.
They don't carry it no more.
Right.
Yeah.
You'll have to give me a minute. I'll have to call you off the air. Is that okay?
Oh, no problem. Hey, Alan.
Yeah, Frank.
Don't they have a place over in Glen Burnie somewhere, a store, where they sell seafood, too?
Who's that? J.O.?
J.O.'s.
They don't sell seafood. They only sell seasoning.
Because I had a guy tell me one time he got alligator tail meat down there.
Well, they may have, but J.O. Spice doesn't own a seafood stop.
Oh, okay. Because, no, I had some of that when I was in ranger training school at Fort Benning. And I'm telling you, that tail meat's the best of the alligator you could eat. If you ever get a chance, man, I'm telling you.
There's a restaurant over here that actually serves it.
Yep. Right over here in the
alligator on a stick.
Yep. Yes. Alligator on a stick.
Sweeter than the scallops like they get down the Keys when they punch them out with them cookie cutters.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, really something else. Well, Alan, I want to thank you very much, but like I say, the price of these crabs is really getting out of sight. I was up in the attic last week, and I went through a chest, and here was an advertisement. Gordon's on Orleans Street, $1.75 a dozen. That was
$1.55.
Yeah. Hey, it said the crabs you eat tonight slept in the Chesapeake Bay last night. You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that.
You could smell it a block away when you got up there, too, Alan. You know?
Oh, yeah.
We got an
answer for you.
Yeah.
The Wise Supermarket sells J.O. Spice over there.
Wise? Yeah, okay.
All right.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alan. Have a good day.
Well, thank
you. Too.
Pleasure talking to you. Right.
Yes,
tell
sir,
us if you find $1.75 dozen crab again. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice. $1.75 dozen. So.
Well, Alan, I run into something here. I got 4 pounds of crab meat for $25 here.
Wow.
Last week, I got talking to one guy down in the galley at a boat, and we wheeled the deal a little bit, you know what I mean? But you know where it's from? Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Argentina crab meat is not bad.
No, hey.
And a number of Maryland seafood places serve Argentina crab.
Yeah.
They should put it on their menu. I don't know if they do.
No.
But Argentina crab meat is not that bad. It's, I mean, I would say it's second to Maryland crab.
No, so. Because like this one lady was telling me, it comes over to the store, she said she paid $56 for a dozen crabs last week.
Yep, no question. On that crab meat, was it in a can or was it in a plastic container?
Plastic container with a picture of a trawler on the side. I'll tell you what, it's really pretty. I'm going to send you one up there for just something for put on a shelf somewhere. I mean, it's really nice.
Okay, man.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
That.
You're,
thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. It was nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, Frank.
Take you have
care
a great
now.
Day.
See you, buddy.
Have a good day. God bless you.
You too.
Right.
You too. Bye-bye. Jerry in Dundalk. Good morning, Jerry.
A question, and I'm calling about the tackle box. Are starfish and carp edible?
Are what?
Starfish and carp, are they edible?
I don't know about starfish. It doesn't appear to be, but it, you know, God knows people in around the world eat all kinds of different things. Carp, yes, carp are edible, depending on the source. Now, I would not eat a carp out of Back River or the Inner Harbor or anywhere like that. Some of the freshwater streams, absolutely. I've eaten them out of Liberty Reservoir, for example. There's an abundance of carp in Liberty Reservoir.
Right.
Nice, clean, freshwater, absolutely delicious.
To me, starfish, it would seem to me that they're really salty. That would seem to be to me.
They are edible.
Okay.
Okay. And they eat and taste kind of like sea urchin.
Oh, there you go.
What does sea urchin taste like? I never have that.
Me neither, so I can't tell you that.
Can't tell you that.
But it does have a salty ocean taste. Melt in your mouth.
And also, Alan, my birthday is February 19th.
Oh, great. That's cool.
And will the tackle box winner be announced after
yes.
the show or what?
During the show next week.
Oh, next week. Okay.
Yep.
You have a nice weekend.
Thank you, buddy. Talk soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you, Jerry. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take our second break here now, and then we'll come back and talk to Ron and Lee. How about that? It's going to be a little bit. It's going to be about a 5-minute break, folks. Because I'm going to. We've combined our three breaks into two right now. So, here's the question. You know, summer's here this weekend, but it's going to cool off again next week. But why not take a look over at Backyard Billy's on Ken Island for anything and everything for your backyard? Backyard Billy's is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant, enormous, tremendous, huge selection of colorful, weatherproof, poly outdoor and patio furniture in all different colors. I mean, every color imaginable, including tables and chairs, especially those comfortable Adirondack chairs you can see from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets, storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard, free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, Pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg. You'll see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and fire rings to warm up those chilly evenings. You know, temperature drops off a little bit. You start a little fire in the backyard. You get the hot dogs and the sticks out. Okay, keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. The phone number, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. In Graysonville, your backyard is going to look just great. Hey, you know, because Precision Taxidermy in Catonsville specializes in waterfowl, that's where I take my ducks and geese to be mounted for the wall. Now, I know you waterfowl guys, you know, you take a nice bird, a nice drake, and something that you haven't had mounted before, and you put it in your freezer. Get them out of your freezer. Head over to Precision Taxidermy. Let John Barresi, who's highly trained in his craft and his quality work speaks for itself, mount that bird for you. In 2021, Precision Taxidermy, competing at the Maryland Eastern Regional Taxidermy Convention, took the honor of first place state champion waterfowl, and he wears that proudly. Now Precision Taxidermy offers a freeze-drying service for items like turkey heads and velvet antlers and small game birds. Precision Taxidermy creates outstanding exhibits for all game species, including deer and big game. Precision Taxidermy, located at 504 Crosby Road in Catonsville, just off Rolling, located at 504 Crosby Road in Catonsville, just off Rolling Road. Call 410-744-1779. That's 410-744-1779 for Precision Taxidermy, dedicated to preserving your trophy and your memories. Hey, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop real quick. Clyde's has, listen to this now, a large selection of the Winchester SXP Defender shotguns. This is a pump-action shotgun, the perfect home defense weapon. There are four different models to choose from, starting at $360. When I say four different models, they have different cosmetics, they have different capacities and things like that, but they only go up to about $580. Stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, and own the firearm that could save your life. Look at that, Robin. How about mm-hmm. that? Isn't that nice? You mm-hmm. can handle that.
Yep.
A pump-action shotgun, the Winchester SXP Defender. It's called the Defender for a reason. It's built for one purpose, home defense. Check it out. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 242-6108, 242-6108. Stop by today and check out the SXP Defender from Winchester. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex!
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade.
All right. That sounds like a great day. Let's talk to Ron on the Eastern Shore. Morning, Ron. How are you doing?
Morning, Ron.
Good morning to both of you. And I'm pleased to have entered your contest.
Good.
And I just had a question, but pardon my ignorance. I'm not a deer hunter.
Okay.
But could you explain to me the regulations on baiting deer?
It's totally legal to bait deer in Maryland.
Is it legal to shoot over bait?
It is legal to shoot over bait.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that explains why so many people are advertising deer corn.
Exactly.
Thought it was stupid. Well, again, I was ignorant on the subject.
No.
Could you help me out?
Hey, listen, I can't tell you how much corn gets put on the ground in deer season here in Maryland. I mean, it's absolutely amazing, and people do specialize in deer corn, no question. They also sell alfalfa hay for Sika deer. And there's any kind of attractant, mineral, block, anything else you want to put out.
It's because they're so abundant.
And that's part of the issue. It's the abundance of the deer here in Maryland. You know, people say, well, I've not seen any deer this season. Well, you've seen deer, you're just not seeing the deer you want to see. You're not seeing that.
Well,
the big bucks.
I used to feed the deer quite a bit about 20 years ago, and I've lived to regret it. But I didn't know you could shoot over bait.
Yes, you can.
Well, thank you, and good luck
yes,
to everybody
sir.
In the contest.
What I would tell people is that through the wintertime, deer don't need your corn to exist. As a matter of fact, you can do more harm than good. The deer's digestive system is not set up to handle agricultural crops through the winter. They switch to browse. And because they're a ruminant, they store all the browse in one of their four stomachs, one of the four stomach chambers, and then they chew the cud. They let it break down, and then they chew the cud later. So the corn can actually lead to more problems than less corn.
Interesting. Well, I quit feeding them a long time ago for a lot of reasons.
I got you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Rob. Take care.
Have a great day.
All right. Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you all?
Doing well. What's
morning.
Going on?
Good. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I've entered a point in my career where I can... It was a hard decision, but to be semi-retired.
Wow. Okay.
I could have done it probably a year ago or whatever.
Right.
But it's... The fun part is now that I've been self-employed since 84 and explaining to my customers that, you know, I can't get to their issue right away, being a plumber. So I...
We almost needed you the other day.
Yeah, we had a plumbing issue the other day.
Yeah, people have issues, and it's in my area of Towson, it's always an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So my buddy suggested, just tell them you're going to a meeting, you're going to...
Yeah.
Or a doctor's appointment. So I say, well, I'm going to see Dr. Conowingo or Dr. Gunpowder or whatever.
I like it.
I get it.
So I don't have to hear about. So here I'm out fishing with a friend of mine. We're having a pretty productive day on the Susquehanna catching white perch, and a customer calls me on the phone, and I said, listen, I'm in a meeting currently, and I won't be able to get to your problem today. And in the background, he has to yell, Lee, get me the net.
Of course.
So here I am, you know, talking to this customer, and my buddy's yelling, get me the net, I got a decent white perch. And I was like, I got to run and get back to this meeting. And
I'm sure the customer.
I think I'm already busted. But
yeah, I think so.
I would have killed. We had that problem over here, but because we had stuff coming right back up in our house, and they were telling us it would be a week, and you know, the customer on the other end is having a heart attack.
Yeah, exactly. So
if I'd heard that, I would not have been a happy lady.
So Lee, a fella calls a plumber up, and he says, "Look, it's an emergency. My toilet's stopped up. I need some help." The guy says, "All right, I'll be there." So 15 minutes later, he shows up. 15 minutes later, he comes out, and he says, "Okay, you're all good." The guy says, "Great. How much do I owe you?" He goes, $250. He said, $250? He said, "Yeah." He said, "You've been here 15 minutes." He said, yeah, and your problem's solved. It's $250. The guy says, "Listen, I'm a lawyer. That's $1,000 an hour. I only charge like $500 an hour." Plumber looks at him and says, "Yeah, that's all I charged when I was a lawyer."
So, on the upside, the perch fishing and the Susquehanna is up in the from Lapin up to Conowingo is on fire, and there's some.
Oh, I want to hear that.
Yeah,
I'm dying to go perch fishing.
14 inches the other day. My son brings home a behemoth, but he and I started a little size limit of 10 inches.
Yeah.
And I said, I looked in the cooler and I said, Eddie, why don't we bump it up to 11? Thing I know, here we're keeping 11 to 14 inch white perch.
There you go.
And
now, do you have to go out in the boat to get them
Robin, you can catch them from there's an area called Townsend on the Cecil County side. It's where it's part of the Exelon, the tail end of what Exelon owns. It's a boat ramp over there.
Yeah,
and you can fish down there.
Right off the shoreline from the boat ramp up to where the pump house is for the water treat for the. Where they get their drinking water for the town of Haverty Grace.
Lee? What's the area called?
I call it Townsend. It's a little boat ramp there that's owned by the power company.
Okay.
You can go in there. It's open to the public. You can launch boats there, but that's good shore. And the mill over on the Harford County side, from the mill up to... the mouth of Deer Creek is real good perch fishing from shore.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to always perch fish off my dad's dock, and I can't, because of the way it's built, I can't get down there anymore. It's just really dangerous.
Yeah.
It's fairly accessible, and, you know, it's good to have a walking staff, too.
Yeah.
I will take anybody's idea for areas to perch, anywhere from here to where he just told me.
Right, exactly. Well, we were going to hit the Bill Burton Pier this year, and guess what? Bill Burton Pier's closed down. So.
Yeah. Well, there's a strong run right now in the Susquehanna. It'll carry on until probably the early part of June.
Okay.
And the snakehead bite is just unbelievable right now. When I had a meeting last night. I had a meeting last night on the gunpowder, and
we put the
WAP on some huge. I got my personal best, a 34 inch, 13.5 pound snakehead.
That's a big snakehead.
And the cool thing, Alan, it was. I'm working a shoreline. I look up. I said, "Look at that black silhouette." I thought it was a log.
Right.
I throw my lure over top of it.
Right.
I didn't realize it was a snakehead. This thing actually boiled and made a huge turn. Follows my lure for about 10 feet, and I watch it engulf this clatterbait.
Oh man!
And
that is so cool.
I mean, it just tore my meager body though. Like it was jumping. It was unreal.
Oh, that's great.
I'm going fishing this year if it kills me. I swear to God.
All right.
I'm missing it.
Hey Lee, we gotta let you go, buddy.
Lee, take it easy.
Thank you.
You all
so
have
much.
A good one.
You too. Bye bye. Let's talk to Henry. Good morning, Henry.
Yeah. I was listening to the show. I heard what you saying with the fish. You have a taste of fried crabs?
Fried crabs, yes.
Yes.
I like fried hard crabs.
Yeah, they had a place called we used to get them all the time in the summertime. Used to be a place on Belvedere and a garrison called Mr. K's.
Okay.
You remember him?
No, I don't.
Years ago, yeah. So we used to get them from there, and Monroe Street. You remember down through there?
Yeah, Monroe Street. Yeah, I used to have a customer on Monroe Street. They're still there.
But yeah, that used to be a pretty popular place. Sell all kinds of crabs, seafood, crab cakes, and all of that at Markington. Okay, thanks for taking my call.
All right, buddy.
Henry, you take it easy. Have a great week, okay?
All right.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. How about that? That's been a nice show. That a lot
it has
of
been great.
Yeah,
I'm giving Lee number one call for that perch call.
Oh, anytime somebody mentions perch, you're going to give them number one call.
I have been craving perch like crazy.
I know.
I can't wait till we can take Jameson fishing.
I know. What do I want for my birthday? I want perch for Robin.
Yep. We had some good pokey yesterday.
We did have some good pokey yesterday.
It was amazing.
Did you eat any overnight?
No, but I'm going to hit it when I lunchtime.
Oh, I thought it was breakfast maybe.
It was going to be breakfast, but I don't know if I'm going to make it. Well, I want scrapple, too. That's the only problem.
Oh, yeah, we got some scrapple, too.
Yeah, there's a brand of scrapple you can only get in Delaware. And, oh, it's really good.
What's it called?
Hughes's.
Hughes. We'll do it in the air fryer here in a bit, so.
8 minutes each side, y'all.
Yes, indeed. So, all right, we're getting ready to head on out of here for the week. I hope you had an enjoyable 2 hours. We did. We didn't talk about anything serious except the lack of crabs in the bay.
It was a good day. It was a good call.
Good callers. Everything was good. So,
everybody, get out, stay out, stay safe. Today, stay hydrated, stay cool, sunscreen, and enjoy your family.